They specialise in unisex hairstyles, perms and tints. For an appointment, ring 051 630 3601. So go to Strand at 253 Liscard Road in Wallasey.
Nearly 25 to 7, nearly 25 to 8, I'll get these times sorted out. Yes, I'm an hour behind on them all. And in 25 minutes time, the Simon James Disco Show for 2 hours tonight. John Dwyer has come back in, ready to do his show later tonight. So, who's the fella that's on between 9 and 10 tonight?
Simon James.
All right then, smart ass. Who's the fella that's on between 10 and 11 tonight?
Phil Shaw.
Who? Phil Shaw.
I'm sure about that.
Never heard of him. Phil Shaw between 10 and 11. What sort of stuff's he going to be playing? Any idea?
Mixture.
But... A mixture? You're not half telling me a lot today. Right, so Simon James between 8 and 10. And between 10 and 11, Rick Shaw. No, it's not. It's Phil Shaw. And between 11 and midnight, once again, John Dwyer returns. We're changing the name of the programme of the station, actually, from MAR to Radio JD. John Dwyer and Bert Williams seem to be the only two on this... They're the be-all and end-all of this station. the less said about Bert Williams on this show, the better, I think. We don't want to mention much of him. But if you've been listening to Bert's shows at all, you listener out there, you'll notice that he makes quite a lot of mistakes. In fact, more than I do. But he's not alone in this. We must give him his due. Mistakes have been made throughout the years, and they've all been compiled, collected, and put onto an album called Pardon My Blooper. So I'm going to play you a few of the mistakes made over the years on radio. Various selection of adverts, live shows, and programmes taken from British and American radio. The album is called Pardon My Blooper, and well, that's all there is to say about it, really. I'll play it for you.
Veteran newscaster Lowell Thomas has been known worldwide for his many years of broadcasting. He has an uncontrollable sense of humor and has been known to break up while he is on the air. Listen carefully for his on-the-air blooper, which triggered this memorable broadcast.
Lowell Thomas and the news. All have you a few more unforgettable words?
About a new book called Diet or Die. Author, Mrs. Celesta Geyer, perhaps better known to millions of carnival fans as the one-time Dolly Dimples. Remember, the world's most beautiful fat lady? That was the billing Mrs. Geyer used when she weighed 555 pounds. Count them, 555 pounds. Now a svelte 122. She tells in her book how she did it, following the advice of a doctor who told her after a near fatal heart attack to diet or die. The secret of effective weight loss, massive willpower, says Mrs. Geyer, adding that her own willpower was strengthened by the memory. Well, anyhow, she said that her... fat friends from carnival life died at an early age, later buried from the back of a truck. Those her own words. Why truck? Because of Mrs. Geyer, they were too big for a hearse.
And so long until Monday, Lowell. Listen each evening, Monday through Friday at this same time, for the distinctive news reports of Lowell Thomas.
Many television stations feature exercise programs in the wee hours of the morning. Let's listen to this TV exercise girl who arrived at the station after a late night on the town.
And now, ladies, an exercise that is just great for streamlining your tummy. Lay flat on your back. Lay flat on your stomach, facing the ceiling. Flat on your back, facing the floor, raising your legs. 8 counts up and 8 counts down. Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Down. 2, 3. I'm sorry, but our time is up for today. Remember to tune in tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock And remember, the early worm gets that bird. That was really messed up.
Johnny Carson, popular network TV personality, has made it a practice of conducting interviews with members of his studio audience. This practice very often results in the unexpected.
Are there any honeymooners in the audience?
We're honeymooners.
Are you staying in Los Angeles for a while?
Yes.
At a hotel?
Oh, no. We have relations in the valley.
We switch you now to the 16th tee, where getting ready to tee off is Arnold Palmer, former U.S. opium champion. Open.
One of the classic moments of broadcasting occurred in the early days of radio. Harry Von Zell, a veteran announcer, was introducing the President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. Let's listen to how it sounded to millions of Americans as they awaited his important address.
Gentlemen, the President of the United States, Hubert Hoover.
Hollywood stars, as well as those here in London, are usually faced with the problem of losing weight before starting a new picture. But not in the case of the talented Shelley Winters, who in her latest picture, The Diary of Anne Frank, found that she had to gain 53 pounds. When asked how this was done, she replied she had to go on a very strict high colonic diet. Oh, mercy.
This is Indiana's first broad-chasing station.
Newscasts, which originate from various parts of the globe, are very often presented live. As a result, these remotes are out of the control of News Central Headquarters.
The Soviet Union today launched a new multi-seat spaceship with three cosmonauts aboard. TASS, the official Soviet news agency, reported that the spaceship Mossad carried a pilot, a scientist, and a doctor. The agency, which gave no hint of how long the space trio would stay aloft, said the flight was being made to carry out scientific, physical, and technical investigations of a space flight and to continue to study the effects of different factors of space flight on man's orgasm. The spaceship... Hello. Hello, York.
And now we have a very attractive young lady here at our microphones. What's your name?
Mrs. Renee Robertson.
And what are you doing in town?
I'm on my honeymoon.
Your honeymoon. Well, are you enjoying it?
Oh, I'm enjoying every inch of it.
Sound effects men have their share of troubles. Let's tune in an early radio dramatic program for this suspenseful moment.
Okay, you rat. See this gun? I'm gonna take this gun and blow your head off. Okay, you rat. See this gun? I'm gonna take this gun and really blow your head off. On a second thought, I'm gonna take this knife and slit your throat.
Fast-talking disc jockeys very often put their foot in their mouth. As evidence, this DJ, who had wished he had enunciated a little more clearly.
Well, rock and rollers, time for our mystery guest contest. If you guess the names of our next artist, our sponsor will send you two of the newest Beatle albums. The clue to this singer, and this is the only clue I'm going to give you, is that she has two of the biggest tits in the country.
If you're into music, then get into Reaction Records. Reaction have new and used records and tapes. They have imports as well as rarities and deletions. In fact, everything for the modern music buyer. You can find them in Victoria Road, New Brighton, Wallasey. Their number is 051-630-2816. They also open on Sundays from noon till 6 p.m. So remember their name. It's Reaction Records.
Coming up to 8:15. Got it right that time. Around about 16 minutes of the show to go. Simon James with you at 8 o'clock. He's not here yet. Probably come in at the last minute again, as per usual. Request for Frank and Steve. It says, would you please play the new single by Attempted Moustache? Well, they were in the studio last Tuesday recording their new single, so it's not even released yet. But what I think they mean is the track from the Blank Tapes Volume 1 EP, the four tracks, one of them by Attempted Moustache. So for Frank and Steve, who I think are associated with the group in some way, I don't know whether they're brothers of the singer, or a brother and his mate, or something like that. Anyway, Frank and Steve, whoever you are, I'll probably see you at the Dale a little later tonight. And I'm going to play you the record, the fourth track, side two, track two, in fact, of the Blank Tapes EP Volume 1. And incidentally, this group, Attempted Moustache, will be appearing at Eric's on the 27th of December at the Blank Tapes Christmas promotion get-together thing. If you would like some free tickets, then get your letters into me, stamped addressed envelopes into me, before the middle of the week, if possible, please. I've already sent a load of tickets out to people who sent me letters in. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, then rest assured they are on the way. If you haven't received them yet, they have been posted, except the ones that we received yesterday. I'll be posting them tonight. So that's the free tickets for Eric's Christmas get-together. If you want to come and pay at the door, I think it's something like 50 pence. That's Thursday, 27th of December at Eric's Club in Liverpool. Four groups, Attempted Moustache, The Posers, The Zorky Twins, and Junk Art. They'll all be appearing, plus me on records at Eric's. If you've already got your tickets or you're going over there and wish to pay 50p at the door, then I'll see you there. Thursday, 27th of December. For Frank and Steve, this is Attempted Moustache, and you're the one. Attempted Moustache, and the fourth track from the EP, Blank Tapes Volume 1, that's called You're the One.
Are you wondering where to go for a meal in Wallasey at the right price? Then sweeten up at Sour Grapes. Sour Grapes is new, Sour Grapes is different. They offer meals for all tastes and at prices to suit your pocket. There's spicy chili con carne, Italian lasagna and cannelloni. Scampi wrapped in bacon, succulent prime steak grilled to your liking and garnished with red wine sauce. These are just an example of what they offer in addition to the usual steak and fish menus. And what's more, there's a separate cosy open fire lounge bar with a wide selection of wines, spirits, draft lager and bitter, before or after your meal. Call in for Sour Grapes Cheap Midweek Specials on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. All this with the best music and above all a friendly atmosphere. Where? At Sour Grapes Restaurant, bottom of Rosen Street, New Brighton, behind the Traveller's Rest.
Oh, get back to the microphone, lad. It's finished. Groping over the other side of the room for some records, then. It's coming up to 7:50, and if you heard a crinkling in the background before, then that was the coffee and biscuits being brought in at this late stage. 10 minutes to go. I've got my coffee and biscuits brought in already. Any regular listeners to the show know that I normally get my coffee at around about 7 o'clock, but it was not to be tonight. I was left here on my own to die with no coffee, no biscuits. And what happened then? Let's have a look over there. Oh, them marshmallow things. That's what she was getting out of the plastic bag, all the crinkling noise in the background. A couple of marshmallow biscuits, a couple of rounds of cheese on crackers and a cup of coffee. That'll go down well now. Dear Mike Stand, Saturday night please. Here we go again, another request. Oh dear, wrong night. Hope you're listening out there, girls. Pat and Mo. It says, we are two dolly birds wishing to meet two incredible hunks with plenty of money. Oh, that lets me out. Wait for us by the Social Security, Market Street, Birkenhead, at 7 p.m. on the 32nd of December. Love, Pat and Mo. Ah, yeah, a little bit of a silly thing there, I reckon. Evidently, a few weeks ago I read a thing out about a couple of girls in Bromborough on the Wirral, gave their phone numbers out and asked anybody to ring them who was interested in a good time. And it was only said in jest, but it appears that they got so many phone calls of people breathing heavy and making lewd suggestions to them that they decided not to give me any more messages to put over the air. But these two, Pat and Mo, they want to meet somebody at 7 p.m. on the 32nd of December. So no doubt they'll have a job doing that. Anyway, two incredible hunks with plenty of money, which, as I say, lets me out, I'm afraid. I've got no money, and I've got a cold. So there we go. Pat and Mo, I'm going to play this next record just for you. Excellent new single, and the current thing from Dave Edmonds. God, I really heard it from the factory. Driving like a nut in the rain. Don't think I was acting so hysterically. But I didn't see a thing until it came. There's a dump of purples in the takeaway. Beating up the tranny at the counter. I put a few inside me at the end of the day. I took out my revenge on the revolution counter. Crawling from the wreckage. Crawling from the wreckage. To think by now at least a half a frame will get the message. Crawling from the wreckage. Crawling. written by Graham Parker. That's Dave Edmonds, along with Rockpile, Niccolo, and all the others. And a thing on Swansong, that's called Crawling from the Wreckage. Right, about one more track to go from me, and then it's time to hand over to some disco music tonight, coming from Simon James.
Oh, no!
I'm afraid so, yes. Yeah. Simon James with disco music for 2 hours tonight, from 8 till 10. So if that's your thing, stay tuned, and you'll get 2 hours with a disco pap coming up here across the airwaves of 266 MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Big M.
Mike Stand.
Yeah, that's me, Mike Stand, with you for another 6 minutes, or rather another 5 minutes. I'll leave about a minute to play our theme tune at the top of the hour and make way for Simon James to sit himself down, put his little spotty bum onto this seat, and take you through till 10 o'clock tonight. Former number one single from The Filth. Single from The Police, Message in a Bottle. That's it, I'm afraid. It's time for me to go. Thanks a lot for listening and for joining me. I'll be back next Saturday, 6 till 8. Until then, here he is. He's coming in now. God, what's he got that behind him? He's a right weird character, this is. Ooh, I don't like the look of him at all. He frightens me, do you know, Simon James? He's on now anyway. If you want to stay with him, you're quite entitled to do so. I'm going home. I'm scared stiff. Simon James Disco Show coming up here on 266 MAR. From me, Mike Stan, good night. Oh, let me out of here. Oh, let me out.
You know what that was?
The Mike Stan Show.
Lovely.
Apologise if we've lost transmission any time during the day. I'd like to thank Michael for the past 2 hours. That's Mike Stan, of course.
Thank you, Michael.
In the second hour of the show, I'm going to be playing a lot of singles from Mr. Stevie Wonder. All right. I'm going to start off with a brand new single from Electric Light Orchestra, double A-side single.